Good morning, and thank you for holding. Welcome to Melnyk's earnings call concerning the results of the first quarter of 2022. Here with us today are Mr. Juliano Melnyk, CEO, Mr. Carlos Wallenweber, CFO, Investor Relations Director. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will only be listening to the teleconference during Melnyk's presentation. After that, we will begin the questions and answer session when further instructions will be provided. In case you require assistance during the teleconference, you may request help by pressing asterisk zero. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously over the internet via webcast and may be accessed at the website ri.melnyk.com.br, where this presentation will be available. The selection of the slides will be controlled by you. The replay of the event will be available as soon as it ends. We remind you that the participants of this webcast may register via website questions for Melnyk, which will be answered after the end of the presentation. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding Melnyk's business prospects, as well as its operating and financial projections and goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions held by the company. Forward-looking considerations are not guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future outcomes and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these future considerations. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Wallenweber, who will present the results, and after his presentation, we will open for questions and answers. Mr. Wallenweber, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very glad to be joining Melnyk's team after two and a half years at Even CFO to present the company's operating and financial results for the first quarter of 2022. As we all know, Melnyk had its IPO at the end of 2020. It was a 100% primary offer, and our goal was to boost the company's growth in the southern region of the country. In slide two, we highlight Melnyk's growth until this first quarter. In the graph on the upper left-hand side of the page, you can see the total amount of launched PSV. In the year after the IPO, Melnyk launched a PSV of 1.1 billion reais, which represented a 62% increase when compared to the year of 2020 before the IPO. In the first quarter of this year, we already launched 578 million of total PSV, 23% growth in relation to the first quarter of last year. Regarding our financial indicators, our net revenue in the quarter was 207 million, a 25% growth in relation of the first quarter of 2021. Gross profit in the quarter was 60 million, representing a 50% growth in the period, boosted by an increase in the gross margin, which was 29% in the quarter. Our net income was 22 million, an increase of 47% in relation to first quarter 2021, and net margin was 11% in the quarter. I would also like to highlight, as you can see in the pie chart on the left-hand side of this slide, we ended the quarter with a very robust land bank with a total PSV of 5 billion. 32% of this land bank consists of projects that have already been approved. Moving on to the next slide, we present the projects launched in the quarter. We launched Nilo Square Residencial with a total PSV of 426 million. Zen Resort by Urbanizadora with a PSV of 110 million. Open Protásio in the affordable housing segment with a PSV of 42 million, for a total of 578 million launched, of which Melnyk's share is 267 million. As a percentage PSV, the upper income segment represented 74% of the launches, Urbanizadora 19%, and affordable housing segment 7%. As it has already been mentioned, the volume of launches was 23% higher than the first quarter of 2021. In slide 4, we can see the pictures of this project launches in the quarter. Moving on to slide 5, we now show you our sales performance. The SOS of launches in the quarter was a very healthy 27%, demonstrating the assertiveness of our products offered in the market. The sales of remaining inventory, however, we had a timid SOS of 3% for two main reasons. The first one was that in January and beginning of February, the result was negatively impacted by the third COVID wave. The second reason is a very positive one. Melnik has resumed its Melnik Day, the most important sales event of the real estate market in Southern region, now back in person, and happened just now in the first weekend of April. As expected, we had a strong participation of our sales team, as well as real estate agency partners, and the end result surpassed our expectations. Naturally, sales were held back in March, which were formalized during the Melnik Day. That being said, after the event, we closed April with the sales of remaining inventory slightly higher than the figures planned by the company's management. Another point worth mentioning, found in the bar graph on the bottom right-hand side of the page, of all the deliveries planned for this year, close to 80% of units have already been sold. In the next slide, we show you our deliveries. We delivered two projects in this quarter, Vivio Lindoya in the residential segment and Sunset by Urbanizadora, with a total PSV of 136 million. Moving on to slide 7, we have the breakdown of our inventory. We ended the quarter with 1.3 billion worth of inventory, Melnik share. It is important to note that 74% of this inventory is under construction, and two-thirds of this part under construction will be delivered only in 2023 and afterwards, as you can see in the graph on the left-hand side of the page. Out of the finished units inventory, which totals 328 million, 53% consists of commercial inventory, for which Melnik has adopted a strategy of leases that can be converted back into sales. 20% of our commercial inventory has already been leased. In the next slide, you have the breakdown of our land bank. We closed the quarter with land worth 5 billion of PSV, where Melnik shares 3.6 billion, comprising 32 plots or plots of land or phases of projects. It is important to highlight that over 30% of this land bank is already approved, and therefore projects that are ready to be launched whenever the market presents its best conditions. In line with the strategy of growing the company's net income, approximately 20% of our land bank, prioritizing the fast moving ones, has been purchased in cash. Moving on to the financial indicators in slide 9, it is clear Melnik's consistent growth since its IPO. As previously mentioned, the highlights, net revenue has increased 25% year over year. And due to the expansion of gross margin in the period, our gross profit has increased by 50%. In the quarter, we delivered 22 million in net income, representing 11% of net margin, or 19.5% before minority interests participation. The company's net income has increased 47% in the period. Finally, in slide 10, we show you our capital structure. We closed the first quarter of this year with net cash at 350 million, which represents a net cash to equity ratio of 28%. In the last quarters, we have burned operating cash in line with our post-IPO strategy of investing the capital raised in the initial offering, the growth of our company. I now like to give the floor to Melnik CEO, Julian.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. We began the year with a very challenging scenario, high inflation, and an instability in the global scenario with the war in Ukraine, but we kept our mid and long-term strategy plans. We launched almost 600 million in the quarter with a good sales performance. Besides, the quarter brought a growth in revenues. Even with an inflationary scenario, we keep our costs under control and we are well prepared to face this moment. Our cash is robust and low debt.
This will allow us along the year, together with the low competition in the region, to be able to close good deals. As the scenario improves, we are ready to speed up our launches because a very important part of our land bank has been approved. Thank you. We are open for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press asterisk one. To withdraw your question from the list, press asterisk two. Elvis Credendio from BTG Pactual, you may proceed.
Good morning, Carlos, Juliana. Two questions. First question is about sales. If you could comment, how is the sales rhythm, the sales pace going on now in the beginning of second quarter? If you can go into detail about the Melnick Day, how it was, how the sales behaved compared with your expectations. My second question is regarding margins. 29% margin on the inventory margin. I would like to understand if there was some specific event, what helped margins get to this level, and how you imagine these margins from now on.
Well, Elvis, good morning. Thank you for the questions. Let me answer the first one regarding sales, and Carlos will answer the second one. We had, in the beginning of April, as you saw, the Melnick Day. I'm not going to break down the figures for the next quarter, but it was a very positive result. It was a surprising event, considering how many people participated. And this helped us a lot in our sales in the quarter, in all segments. We could lower our inventory, and it was a very positive result. And this movement has been continuing even after the event. We call it a hangover. After the event, usually the movement slows down, but that didn't happen. It's showing very resilient. And finally, regarding the launches and the quarters, the two main launches, the from Urbanizadora, Zen, it's practically 100% of the project sold. And Nilo Square, it's our greatest launch in our history. And the first phase, the biggest one, went to the market, and the market has responded very well with very positive margins. So we are beginning the year with very good figures. Our sales performance has been very good, and now Carlos will answer the other question. Well, Elvis, Carlos here. The gross margin this quarter was very good. We can see the company's gross margin at a stable level, but one of the pillars, just to keep in mind, when we did the IPO, is to increase our participation within the PSV we have already put out to the market. So in line with this, we are buying more land in cash. This is land that can be moved very fast. So the land that was purchased in cash and not through swaps, it shows they have a higher gross margin. Nilo, for example, was a project that we bought already under this model. So it helped the quarter's margin to be in line with our strategy, our long-term strategy, which is to increase the margins for these projects. Looking ahead, as Juliano said, in the second quarter, we expect a higher volume of revenues, but we do not expect such a high margin as we had in the first quarter because of the sales, which is natural. Looking forward, we expect a stability with a positive bias. I hope I have answered your question.
Thank you, Juliano. Carlos, it's clear. Thank you. Good morning. We keep in mind that to ask questions, press asterisk one. And to remove your question from the list, please press asterisk two. Please hold.
Thank you. We continue without questions by phone.
Keep in mind that to ask questions, please press asterisk 1. And to remove your question from the list, press asterisk 2. Please hold while we collect new questions. Please hold while we wait for new questions. Thank you for holding. We'll now move on for another question from Elvis Credencio from BTG Pactual. Well, if no one has other questions, it might be a good idea if you could speak a little more about launches, what the company is thinking in terms of 2022 regarding volume, what kind of products you have for coming quarters. Thank you. Well, Elvis, Juliano here. As you know, we do not provide launch guidance. We have a land bank that's already been approved. It's enough to move our projects along. The company respects the market profoundly, and we are going from launch to launch and looking at the market. We have, of course, an internal sequence of launches. We have the sequence of projects we plan. But the other projects, we are going to watch the market and see the results for each launch and our inventory to decide. But as we said, look, we have been having good results with previous launches and makes us more comfortable for us to keep moving ahead in spite of the challenging scenario. But for now, the projects are replying. I'm not going to give you a specific figure, but I'd like to leave you with this feeling that the past has shown we are moving in the right way and we'll continue with our strategy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We now close the Q&A session. I now give the floor back to Juliano Melnick, CEO, for his final remarks. Well, thank you for your participation. I'd like to apologize for the technical problem we had when we were showing the slides. I hope we were able to fix that. So thank you and have a good day. Thank you. Melnick's teleconference is now concluded. We thank you for your participation. Have a nice day.